This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. By the way, I got to give credit where credit is due. I heard that Herman Cain, my old friend, great guy, love Herman. Herman was on Newsmax TV today, and in an interview, he quoted Wayne Root. He quoted my column, Weapons of Mass Distraction, and said how true it was that there are weapons of mass distraction being used by the Democrat Party. And he mentioned on Newsmax Now, and he gave me credit, said it was Wayne Root's column, great column, and thank you, Wayne. And I got to tell you, politicians are all thieves. They steal your money. They steal my ideas. They never give me credit. There's very few politicians that ever steal someone's idea and then mention, hey, it's Wayne Root's idea. No, they say it's my idea. They co-opt it. They make it theirs. Politicians are thieves. All of them, on both sides of the aisle. But you've got two exceptions. You got Donald Trump, who has praised me on numerous occasions and says he watches my TV show every night and thanked me for calling him the King of the Jews and sent out a clip of my TV show. And you've got Herman Cain, who quoted one of my columns and said, you know, this is Wayne Root's idea. And let me tell you what Trump and Herman Cain have in common. They're not politicians. Neither one of them are not politicians. They are businessmen. And liberals walk around all day telling us how dishonest businessmen are. Business is so honest compared to politicians and people in government, you know, like the DMV and name the government agency, the IRS. There's no honesty among these people. They're all thieves out to rip us off. There's no honesty among government employees. There's no honesty among politicians. And so the only two I've ever found that were honest, they keep saying how dishonest Trump is, what a liar he is. No, Trump is honest. Trump's the most honest politician I've ever seen. Everything he ever promised, he backs up. He backs up. That's great stuff. And Herman Cain gives Wayne Root credit. Herman could have said that was his idea. But he didn't, because businessmen are honest. Politicians are liars. Herman Cain just proved it. And by the way, most of my ideas are eventually picked up by Trump. One of my fans, Ken, just sent an email. War, it sounds like Trump has taken your lead on the middle-class tax cuts. I hope he'll listen to you about no taxes on Social Security, too. I'm the guy who has been screaming for almost Trump's entire presidency. Great that you cut taxes for corporations, but now cut them for the middle class. You'll win re-election by a mile. Come on. Come on. You gotta. All right. Florida voters reject impeachment and back Trump in a new poll. A poll of Florida voters released Tuesday shows a majority of Sunshine State voters are opposed to removing Trump from office over impeachment charges and that Trump leads all major Democrat rivals. Good stuff. Good stuff. Florida is such an important state. Florida and Texas, you can't win the presidency without Florida, Texas, and Ohio if you're a Republican. Those are the live and die states for the Republican Party. And then there's some others that are important, too. North Carolina is pretty damn important. But certainly, without Florida, it's very hard to win the presidency for a Republican. The poll by the Florida Chamber of Commerce shows Republican Governor Ron DeSantis with overwhelming approval, 68% approval, only a year after he won a squeaker election with help from Trump, who campaigned for him. Polls broken down as Republicans, Democrats, Independents. The surge for Trump in Florida is coming from a surprising level of support from Florida Democrats. Should Trump be removed from all? 43% say yes. Democrats, 73% want Trump removed from office, 20% don't. Republicans, 87% don't want Trump removed, 9% approved. Come on. Who's that 9%? What a bunch of morons. Head to head, Trump beats Biden 49-45. Trump beats Warren 50-43. Trump beats Bloomberg 49-44. Trump meets Butthead 50-43. Butthead being the mayor of South Bend. Mayor Pete Butthead. Doesn't belong in the race. I make fun of him because he just doesn't belong in the race. Another new poll. Growing poll numbers show America is finally on the right track. I mean, that's a famous topic, right? Everybody knows that right track, wrong track. It's always wrong track. That's such a general idea. Even Wayne Root, for the most part, would say America's on the wrong track. Because even though Trump's doing great things and Trump's on the right track and he's trying to get America back on the right track, we're still off the track because of liberals. So when you ask both Republicans and Democrats, are we on the right track? It's very easy for numbers to always be skewed very negative because most people are down on the future. If not for themselves, for the country as a whole. I think most people think, I'm doing good, but the country's going to hell. So even with Trump as president, I still think the country's going to hell. So, of course, I might very well put a wrong track. So that really doesn't mean a heck of a lot when you see people voting that the country's on the wrong track. They can love Trump and still say wrong track. I think America's in a long decline. I think liberals have ruined this country. I think illegal aliens have ruined this country. I think open borders have ruined this country. I think taxes and big government and big brother have ruined this country. But the right track, wrong track numbers are the best we've seen since February of 17, reports Rasmussen polling, well above the dismal numbers that defined the last year of Obama's presidency. Currently, it shows 45% believe the country's headed in the right direction, 51% say wrong direction. So we have the best showing for this number in 3 years. What's more, if you look at the right track, wrong track numbers throughout Obama's presidency, except for the very beginning of his Hope Change administration, and a very short time in December of 12, the right track, wrong track number was much, much wider during his 8 years. A steady 25 to 35% gap. You understand, with Trump, it's 45 right track, 51 wrong track, 6-point gap. With Obama, 25 to 35 point gap. There's no question that under Trump, more people are satisfied with the direction of the country. And although the fake news media spent 3 years attempting to sow discord disruption with various anti-Trump hoaxes, Russia collusion, hate crimes, Ukraine, KKK, Nazis, thanks in large part to Trump's policies, for the first time since September 11th, 2001, meaning 9/11, we're enjoying an actual era of peace and prosperity. Obama's stupid economic policies, higher taxes, giant regulations, the Obamacare disaster and all the uncertainty killed any sort of recovery. There was no recovery, no Obama recovery. It was the worst recovery in 8 decades. You know what you call a recovery? It's the worst in 8 decades? It's not a recovery. It's a depression. So good right track, wrong track numbers for Trump, even though I will admit to you, I would probably click wrong track. I mean, we're on the right track with Trump, but the country's on the wrong track. All right, national poll. Michael Bloomberg hits fourth place. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is now in fourth place among Democrat presidential primary candidates. The Mammoth University survey shows Bloomberg has 9% support nationwide with Democrat voters, a 4% increase since respondents were asked about him in December. 9% support. Listen, Bloomberg is just like all the rest of them. Just like all the rest of them. Everybody has taken turns with the lead. Everybody. Of the Democrat presidential race. They all take the lead. First it was Biden. Then it was Elizabeth Warren. Then it was Bernie Sanders. Then it was Mayor Pete. Everybody was speeding with a bullet. And then they all, oh, and don't forget Kamala Harris. And then they disappear. Why? Because they're terrible candidates. So none of them are any good. So everybody falls in love for a little while with one. And then when they realize they suck too, they disappear. And the next guy takes the lead. Because they can't find anybody to love because they all stink. Earlier Wednesday, a CNN poll found Bloomberg placing fifth place with 5% nationally. And the bump in the polls comes as he pours tens of millions of dollars a week into advertisement. They're saying he spent $200 million already. Oh, here it is. Since entering the race, Bloomberg has dropped $250 million on TV spots across the country. It's unbelievable. $250 million. And the reason why, by the way, is he makes Trump look like he's broke. Trump's only worth a few billion dollars. Michael Bloomberg is worth somewhere between $50 and $60 billion. I believe that makes him one of the 10 richest men in the world. And he's spending, you know, his whole damn fortune on running for president. But he's a thoroughly unlikable man and a very boring man. Nobody is going to vote for a boring guy. And he's 70-plus years old. He's an old white guy who's boring, who's got issues way too moderate to ever get the support of Bernie Sanders, radical Elizabeth Warren Democrats. So I don't see him getting a nomination. If he does, the other Democrat voters will sit on their hands, and he will lose in a big landslide to President Trump. But here's the kind of lies going on. CNBC implies Trump's fundraising numbers are abysmal. Drudge runs with it. Because, see, Drudge is now run by liberals. I don't know who, I don't know why, I don't know how, but Drudge was taken over by liberals. And all the headlines are against Trump, and no one is telling you that it's not the same leadership and ownership anymore. Anyway, CNBC and Drudge have joined forces to make President Trump's fundraising numbers look horrendously bad. The only problem is he's raising more money than Obama did in 2011 and Bush did in 2003. They didn't mention that he's raising more money than any other previous president, incumbent president, had raised in the year before the election. It's unbelievable. It's just total lies. When you talk about lies, it's not Trump who's lying. It's the mainstream media who lies day and night. How do you know they're lying? Their mouths are moving. Anything they could find that makes Trump look bad, any way they could twist it, anything they could leave out, take out of context to try and destroy Trump. Be right back. War. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep, or you get your money back.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you? This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, sponsor of this segment of the show, Swiss America. It's no secret that gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central bankers know it, billionaires know it, especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple, own the best gold coins in the best quality for the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold for over 35 years at the best price. First, write down this number, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. And if you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you'll receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com and tell them War sent you. Everybody should own gold. By the way, I want to just check while I'm on the air right now. I'm going to go to CNBC and see what gold did today because I have no idea. I had not looked. I never looked at the stock market today either. The S&P was up a little bit. The Dow Jones down a little bit. And gold was up $5 an ounce to $15.62. Silver was up even, I think, even a little bit more percentage-wise to $17.88. So gold and silver still kicking butt and doing really well. Go to SwissAmerica.com or call 800-289-2646. So Rand Paul had some good news today. At least for me and for us, for you, for all of you, 45 Republicans are ready right now to dismiss charges against the president. So, like I said, the acquittal is done. It's finished. It's finito. Adios, Democrats. Adios, pencil neck Schiff. No one's ever going to hear from you again. You're all losers. He's not impeached forever. He's acquitted forever. Senator Paul said 45 GOP senators are prepared right now to dismiss charges against President Trump and effectively end the Senate impeachment trial. He told the Washington Post on day two of the impeachment trial. Republicans hold a 53-47 majority, and he estimated 5 to 8 just want to hear a little bit more. But there are 45 right now with 5 to 8 waiting to hear a little bit more. I would like to dismiss it right now, but there aren't the votes to do it just yet. But I will push it at some point. He said, the more Adam Schiff speaks, the more we become unified. Paul has openly rejected Democrats' calls for additional witnesses and has issued a political threat to his GOP colleagues in the event they side with Democrats. If you vote against Hunter Biden, you're voting to lose your election, basically. Seriously, that's what it is. If you don't want to vote and you think you're going to have to vote against Hunter Biden, you should just vote against witnesses, period. My first preference would be to have it done as soon as possible, and that of any witnesses. But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, a Democrat in New York, told reporters today that a witness trade is off the table, meaning Biden, Hunter Biden, or Joe Biden, for someone the Democrats want. But Paul affirmed that he does not believe the Senate should call former National Security Advisor John Bolton as a witness, referring to him as a disgruntled employee with an axe to grind. It is unknown. Some people have talked to him, think he has an axe to grind, that he's angry. He was publicly fired by the president. But he also has a history of believing in unlimited powers for the president, which is the guiding light for John Bolton at this point. Axe to grind and books to sell, or be a player and say, even if I'm gone, he's doing what I want on Iran and other things. Nevertheless, Paul previously outlined his contingency plan, telling Politico he will insist they call on another witness in the event of a Bolton subpoena. If they insist on having people like Bolton coming forward, my insistence will be not just one witness, but the president should be able to call any witness. And, of course, any witness is Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, pencil neck Schiff, you loser, liar, fraud, commie, paid off, anti-American, open border scum, and every other person you could think of who lied about this whole thing, but in particular the whistleblower. Paul's comments come as Trump's lawyers resist filing a motion to dismiss the charges. That decision allows House managers to proceed with their presentation when senators reconvene Wednesday afternoon. McConnell stressed there's little or no sentiment among GOP lawmakers to dismiss the charges before hearing both sides of the opening arguments. So I think the plan is listen to both sides of the opening arguments and then just end the whole thing. When we get back, four bombshells revealed in Peter Schweitzer's profiles in corruption. I'll let you know what those four bombshells are. But Joe Biden, I think, is done as an effective presidential candidate. Now, the Democrats don't have anybody else, so they'll probably nominate him anyway. But that was the warning I gave to them 4 years ago. I said, Hillary Clinton is done as an effective, credible presidential candidate. She can't win. She's corrupt, and everybody knows it. She's dirty. She's compromised. And if you nominate her, you're going down to defeat. You can't possibly nominate someone who's this corrupt and has all these charges hanging over her head. And they nominated her anyway. So they'll probably nominate Joe Biden anyway. And he'll go down to a big defeat to President Donald J. Trump, the GOAT, the greatest of all time.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House impeachment managers are laying out the case against President Trump in the impeachment trial in the Senate. It's anybody's guess just exactly how long the trial will take. Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina says President Trump wants this to wrap up as soon as possible so Congress can get back to work.
I think he's willing to see this trial end very quickly. I think he would prefer that we just dismiss it and get on to lowering prescription drug prices, working on roads and bridges, you know, keeping the economy going.
Chinese officials say 17 people have died and more than 450 have been infected by the coronavirus. One of the cases involves a man in the United States who had traveled to China recently. The CDC is screening passengers traveling from central China at 5 U.S. airports in New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Atlanta. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
You
can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as WAR. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio. Newsmax TV starts in just a few minutes. I want to mention an event I am moderating tomorrow, a town hall in Las Vegas. So if you're listening and you're in Las Vegas or within earshot of Las Vegas or within a drive of Las Vegas, you may want to come to our town hall on illegal immigration and border issues. It's at the Aliante Casino from 6:30 to 9:30 in the Scottsdale Room. The host committee has asked me, Texas Commissioner of Agriculture Sid Miller, and several other really important and brilliant Las Vegas District Court Judge Don Mosley to discuss the problem of illegal immigration. I will be moderating this town hall. It's all on behalf of Sam Peters, who's running for United States Congress in CD4. And you can register and join this thing at Eventbrite. Eventbrite, or go to Sam Peters for Congress in District 4. I believe Eventbrite's the place to go, though, and check out the Sam Peters fundraiser town hall at Aliante Casino, 6:30 to 9:30 tomorrow, Thursday night, in the Scottsdale Room with myself and Texas Commissioner of Agriculture, Sid Miller. Okay? Just want to make sure everybody knew that. Let's get to our guest, Fran Coombs, the managing editor for Rasmussen Reports. The website is rasmussenreports.com. And, Fran, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Good. I was just talking about one of your polls moments ago without even realizing that you were the next guest. So I quote you guys all the time, and I was talking about your poll on right track, wrong track, and how Trump is doing so much better than Obama was doing with that poll question.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not even any comparison. I believe up this past week it was up to 45, which is the highest it's been in years, literally. And during the Obama years, we're talking mid-20s most of the time. 25, 28% say the country was headed in the right direction.
Yeah, and I'm just, you know, shocked that Trump's overall approval numbers, which are still better than Obama's, he still beat Obama on this day of Obama's presidency, but they're not as high as they were a week ago. So maybe all this impeachment talk and the nonstop negative media has knocked him down a bit, because he got as high as 51 like a week ago, and I love that number. But now, as of today, it was 46% approval. That is down from 51 just a few days ago, correct?
Right. Well, remember, we're a tracking poll, Wayne, so basically we're picking up 500 new voters every night. And obviously, you know, there's going to be fluctuations. I mean, it's really like a thermometer. I mean, think of it that way. If your fever goes up a little bit, it's going to be reflected. So, yeah, I mean, the more Democrats are paying attention to, or maybe feeling more negative about him today, too. So it's driven by the news more than any other poll.
All right, and as far as his daily presidential approval, which is, as I said, 46% today, that's still higher than Obama's, the date of this specific date in Obama's first term, which was 45. So Trump is 1 point ahead of Obama, but most of the time when I tune into Rasmussen, it seems like he's 5, 6, 7 points ahead of Obama. So this is where he's tracking lower than he's tracked in recent times.
Right, but again, you know, that could turn around tomorrow. It could be 48. I mean, it's in other words, he pretty much stays in the area of, say, 46 to 50, 51. It moves up and down in that area. And remember, you've got a plus or minus 3 margin of error in there. And so, you know, this to me could just be a one-day hiccup. I mean, he could be right back up there tomorrow.
Now, it's so funny because this is the Wayne Root Show, but sometimes I think it should be called the Rasmussen Show, because not just because you're on, Fran, you're not on that frequently, it's because I quote you so often, and I'm always saying it's the only poll I believe in because you guys poll likely voters, and all the other polls that show Trump much lower in ratings than yours all poll registered voters, which means nothing. I mean, it means absolutely nothing.
Right,
it doesn't,
right.
Doesn't mean they're going to vote, or they don't even poll registered voters. They poll anyone who picks up the phone, right?
Exactly, and remember, these are the same people that told you that Hillary was going to win by 20 points, too.
Right. So. Correct. Well, if you poll anyone who answers the phone, you will always find they don't like Trump. If you go down Melrose Boulevard and you ask every single liberal in California on Melrose Boulevard, Trump loses by 20 points. But if you start asking people, have you voted in four of the last five elections, and you limit it to only those you have, I guarantee you Trump is right in the money with all of them. So that's the difference. You guys are doing the right measurement of polling, and the rest of them are trying to make Trump look as bad as you can make him look.
Right, right. Well, I mean, likely voters are the people that are serious about it, the people that are really paying attention and are going to do whatever it takes to get to the votes, to the ballot box and vote, or absentee, whatever, whereas the others are just, you know, anybody that wants to sound off.
I'm surprised that I mentioned this, you know, earlier before you came on, when I said that the right track, wrong track is much further in a positive direction for Trump than it's been in many, many years for any president, and much higher than Obama. But it's still 45 to 51, right? He's underwater by 6 points.
Right,
And still, that means you're underwater, whereas, you know, his approval rating was 51% recently at Rasmussen. So you'd almost think that, you know, your right track, wrong track would actually be the other way around. It might be 51-46 in favor of right track. I'm a little surprised it's on the negative side. Any thoughts on that?
Well, Wayne, remember, there are more registered Democrats than there are Republicans, okay? I mean, face it, that's a bottom line. And as I've said on your show before, if Trump came out tomorrow and said, I'm going to give everybody in America $50,000 tax-free, 80% of Democrats would be against it.
Right.
I mean, that's, so you got to remember that, too. I mean, there is a knee-jerk reaction on Trump like I've never seen in my polling career. That no matter what the guy does, you have a sizable number of Democrats that go, it's bad for America, it's bad for me, whatever.
Well, that segues to a poll that I saw last week that was, you know, rarely do I quote anyone but Rasmussen. I'm waiting for you to say thank you, Wayne. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I want to let you just keep going.
Yes, but I did quote one other one the other day. Pew. I saw over the weekend, and I didn't print it out, so I wish I had it in front of me, but I saw that Pew said that this is the most polarized we've ever been in the history of America. Of the 10 years of people being polarized on both sides, the 10 worst years in the history of America, or the last 50 years, I guess there hasn't been polling before then, but of those 10 years were the last 10 years under Bush, Obama, and Trump, and the worst three were Trump, Trump, and Trump. Trump's 3 years, so there's really no agreeing or compromise on anything because we're so polarized, we think so differently that, you know, men are from Mars and women are from Venus. I think now it's Republicans are from Mars and Democrats are from Uranus. There's no compromise, what I'm trying to say. How do you compromise with people that think so polar opposite of you and they hate Trump? So it's that bad, the polarization. And I assume you do some polls that show that same kind of division in America, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. I mean, then, you know, then everything from when you discuss politics at your, you know, Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner table, or, you know, have you lost a friendship, or are you estranged from a family member over politics? And you know, it's surprisingly big numbers. I mean, yeah, there's no doubt about it. And of course, I blame on social media. But it's because it just, you know, just flogs the craziest stuff in the world. But yeah, no, this is a definitely, shall we say, a 50-50 country with very strong differences of opinion.
Right, right. And there's just no compromise. I don't see anything I can compromise with on Democrats. You know, my compromise on abortion, I, you know, instead of banning it, how about if we just put major restrictions on it and we ban third trimester abortion? I think that would be a reasonable compromise, and you'd say Wayne Root's trying to compromise. There's no liberal that would ever go for that. These women want abortion until after the moment of birth. So how are you going to get them to compromise to get rid of third trimester? They won't.
Right. Well, and that's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying a minute or so ago. It's that, I mean, you know, these things happen. You know, Trump cuts a trade deal, the new NAFTA, if you will, that even the Democrats voted for. And, you know, you poll on it, oh, it's bad for me, it's bad for America. You know, this is the first president that's had China on the ropes in my lifetime. And the Democrats are all like, oh, yeah, this China deal's bad for me, it's bad for America. It's like, huh? Do you have any concept of the news at all?
No, because it's not even their fault. It's not even their fault. It's because they listen to
CNN. There's on Facebook said Trump's an idiot.
Or because they watch CNN or they watch MSNBC. I mean, you know, I'm a good example because Vegas. It's very rare to have a newspaper within a newspaper, Fran. We have a newspaper called Las Vegas Review Journal, which is a fairly conservative newspaper,
right,
with me as the star national opinion journalist, columnist. And then inside the RJ, they deliver inside their paper the Las Vegas Sun, which has no ads in it. It's just literally an insert, which is almost exact copied every article from the New York Times, and it's run by a liberal here, and they have some sort of an operating marketing agreement, and our paper, the conservative one, puts out the liberal one inside it. So you get to see them side by side. It's like being in two different worlds. Just like if you watch Fox News, a minute later you turn to CNN. Totally different headlines and totally different takes on every single thing that happens, to the point where, you know, you're from Mars, they're from Venus. You can't even understand what they're saying, where they're coming from.
Well, I saw a few minutes ago that Chuck Schumer was saying today that Adam's speech on the floor of the House was like a tour de force. It was like the greatest thing he'd ever heard. So I think we can imagine that both the New York Times and the Washington Post, and CNN's probably been saying that all day, but the New York Times and the Washington Post will both lead tomorrow with, you know, Adam Schiff's speech on the House floor, on the Senate floor, was the greatest speech in the last 50 years in Congress, and blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, you know, Rand Paul's turning around and saying, on the basis of what Schiff said, 45 senators are all ready to vote for immediate dismissal, and we're in more all the time.
Well, they're
so
too moderate
for me.
That's
the world we live in, you know.
Fran Coombs, they're too moderate for me. I listen to parts of the highlights of Schiff's speech, and all I want to do is immediately arrest him and perp walk him out of the United States Senate. Forget about voting for acquittal. I want this guy to go to prison for being a communist who wants to destroy my country and lies at will. But, you know, hey, I'm a conservative. What can I tell you? Fran Coombs, managing editor for Rasmussen Reports. The website's RasmussenReports.com. And anybody who listens to this show knows I'm a huge fan and a believer in Rasmussen. They tell the truth. Thank you, Fran, for always being there with the good news.
Okay, thanks, Wayne. Enjoyed it, as always.
All right, we'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, War. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, for the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and say 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war. Sent ya.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history. country ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. In the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land, it's Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Real Watcher. I want all of you to get real. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable, negative, ion, alkaline water in America. You say that fast five times. Stable, negative, ion, alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. It tastes great. And Real Water is up their game. Now they've got Real Water Concentrate. It's a bottle, and you put a few drops in your water, in your wine, in your coffee, in your tea, in your juice. And it turns anything, basically, into an electron abundant alkaline powerhouse. Challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. It improves the taste of everything. And you're going to get a free bottle right now for being a fan of Wayne Root. Just call 702-381-1217. Now, I know that's a Vegas number, but it doesn't matter. I don't care where you are. If you're listening in Connecticut, you're listening in San Antonio, you're listening in Dallas, you're listening in Minneapolis, all our big markets for USA Radio Network and for Wayne Allen Root, you just call this number, 702-381-1217, and you tell them War sent you, and you get your free bottle. And all you have to do is pay small shipping and handling fee, but the bottle is free. 702-381-1217. Call from anywhere in the USA. If you're in Vegas, call and just stop by their plant and get it free and don't even pay the shipping and handling. 702-381-1217. Or go to teamgetreal.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. So four bombshells revealed in Peter Schweitzer's profiles in corruption. And when you see a headline like that, I want to know what they are. Number one, James Biden's firm, that's the brother of Joe Biden, received $1.5 billion in government contracts despite having no experience during the Obama administration. So that's a huge one. Number two, Frank Biden. God, how many Bidens are they? How many Bidens were they? My gosh. So James Biden is the former VP's younger brother Frank Biden is his youngest brother. Okay, so Frank Biden is linked to projects receiving millions in taxpayer loans from the Obama administration, despite having no experience. Hunter Biden's firm scored business deals with people and entities tied to the governments of Russia, China, and Kazakhstan, and those deals reportedly scored him hundreds of millions of dollars. You didn't come up with part two, despite having no experience and being a cocaine-snorting, crack-sucking loser. I mean, this guy left his crack pipe behind in a rental car in Phoenix, if I remember correctly. This guy was, you know, doing his cocaine off the belly of strippers, supposedly. This guy, he goes to new lows, Hunter Biden. Amazing. And then Elizabeth Warren's son-in-law, with whom she's close, produced a film backed by the Iranian government. Really? The Iranian government? No wonder they're always on the side of Iran against America. I'm surprised, it wasn't Kerry's son while he was negotiating the Iran treaty. Profiles of corruption blows the lid off many of Elizabeth Warren's little-known corporate and international ties. One of those connections directly tied to her son-in-law. His name is Sushil Tyagi, husband of her daughter Amelia. While Tyagi remains a largely mysterious figure, yeah, he's got a mysterious name, Shalil Tyagi. What kind of name is that? He is close to his mother-in-law. he's Indian. Elizabeth Warren and her husband served as witnesses for a power of attorney document he filed in India. However, Tyagi's been involved in a series of curious and troubling business ventures around the world. One of those questionable ties involves his production company, Tricolor Films, which produced a film by Iranian filmmaker Majid Majidi, titled The Song of Sparrows. As Schweitzer reveals, the film's chief investors were funded and controlled by Islamist Iranian government. All right, I get it. It's just a lot of bad ties. Come on, I don't need to read all this. It's just one from the beginning to the end. It's nothing but blockbuster revelations on what frauds all these people running for president in the Democratic Party are. And also some not running for president. Schweitzer's book contains blockbuster revelations on Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, Senator Cory Booker, Senator Sherrod Brown, Democrat Ohio, he's not running for president, and L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti is not running for president. And these are all leading Democrats. Amazing. Tyagi's Song of Sparrows has film credits that read like who's who of prominent Iranian government institutions. For example, there's a thank you to the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Air Force. I mean, you got to be kidding me. That's like a thank you to the Gestapo, right? Hitler's Gestapo is to Iran what the Iranian, or it was to Germany, what the Iranian Revolutionary Guard is to Iran, which is their Gestapo. And you wonder why these people are against Trump and on the side of Iran and the Iran Treaty. And when you talk about how divided the nation is, Supreme Court justices clash over major school choice case. Supreme Court appeared closely split during oral arguments today, Wednesday, in a case with potentially major implications for the school choice movement. Montana Department of Revenue versus Espinosa centers around a credit scholarship program passed that gave Montanans up to $150 credit for donating to private scholarship organizations, helping students pay for the choice of private schools. The state's revenue department made a ruling banning those scholarships from going to religious schools before the state Supreme Court struck down the entire law. You know, we went through the exact same thing in Nevada, the exact same thing. There was an argument from liberals that you cannot use, even though this money was freely given as a, you know, as a charitable contribution by corporations and individuals, you can't use it for religious schools or private schools. That was the big argument, because liberals are so scared that anyone will learn something as somewhere other than from a teacher that belongs to a teacher's union at public school, where they learn absolutely nothing. They're scared to death, you'll find out, what a failure public schools are.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
recommend everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.